April 23, 2022. Jesus is the only way. Good deeds won't get us into heaven. Helping others won't get us into heaven. Being good won't get us into heaven. Being kind to others won't get us into heaven. Giving money to charity won't get us into heaven. Not stealing, lying, or murdering won't get us into heaven. Not drinking or doing drugs won't get us into heaven. Saving your virginity until marriage won't get you into heaven. Dressing modestly won't get us into heaven. Regular church attendance won't get us into heaven. Reading and memorizing scripture won't get us into heaven. Saying repetitive prayers won't get us into heaven. Following religious rules won't get us into heaven. Not eating certain foods won't get us into heaven. Praying at certain times of the day won't get us into heaven. Making journeys to holy places won't get us into heaven. Confessing sins to a priest won't get us into heaven. Getting baptized as an infant won't get you into heaven. Committing yourself to a church or religious organization won't get you into heaven. Going on missions and recruiting others to join your religion won't get you into heaven. Having large families won't get you into heaven. There is only one way to heaven, Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is for us all. Every human being, everywhere, of all nationalities and races. He is Lord of us all. He loves us all with an everlasting love, and His gift of eternal life with Him is for everyone. In order to receive His gift, we first must believe that He is who He says He is God. He came to earth as a man, and gave His life for us all, shedding His blood on the cross as the final sacrifice for all of our sins, bringing the ancient law to completion. Our sins are now covered, but we must go to Him, and receive this gift. We must confess our sins, be washed in His blood, and believe that we are forgiven. This is done in personal prayer to Him, one-on-one. It's a free gift for everyone, of all races and places. Being forgiven of our sins in Him, and receiving Him as our Lord and Savior, and telling Him, in prayer, that we believe, and receive, and want a personal relationship with Him, this is entering in the door, the one door that leads to eternal life with Him in heaven. We don't stop there, though. We must learn of Him, read the Bible, learn what it says, and do it. Make it top priority before everything else. This is following Jesus. When we stumble and sin, because we are human, we can go to Him and sincerely pray for forgiveness, and He will wash us clean. He already covered that sin on the cross. He is merciful and patient with us, loving and kind. He is the Good Shepherd. Following Jesus changes everything. It sets us free. We are set free from old things of the world, and we take on His yoke. His yoke is easy and light. Jesus is the answer to everything. Every problem can be solved through Him. He heals, helps, delivers. He is for everyone. He loves you so much, more than you can imagine. No religious training or special education is needed to know Him. If freedom is what you seek, look no further. His name is Jesus.